Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of April, we will be exploring the topic, Believing His Salvation. April 10, His Abandonment. My God, why have you forsaken me? Matthew 27, verse 46. Throughout my life, I was assured of the ever-present help of my parents. I was on a pastoral retreat with other ministers in one of the national parks of the United States. Something went terribly wrong, and I experienced food or water poisoning that turned life-threatening within 2 hours. After the paramedics came to that beautiful and remote hotel, they told me that I had to remain there for a few days to regain my strength. Everyone in my group was leaving, and I would have to stay there alone. Within a few minutes, my parents had packed and were on their way to me and stayed with me until I was strong enough to travel. I never felt abandoned by them, not even in the darkest and most difficult circumstances. As close as our human relationships may be, it is impossible for us to fully understand the intimacy that exists between Jesus and His Heavenly Father. This is why the crucifixion narrative found in Matthew 27, verse 46, in which Jesus asked why God had abandoned him, seems such a mystery to us. About the ninth hour, 3 p.m., which was the time of the evening sacrifice, Jesus cried out the words recorded in Psalm 22, verse 1. I am absolutely amazed that he who was called Emmanuel, God with us, was now agonizing about why God had abandoned him. The El in Emmanuel is the same God as in Eli, Eli, my God, in Matthew 27, verse 46. It is striking that Jesus had such a deep awareness of the loss of God's intimate presence in his hour of darkness that he called him God, the only time in Matthew, instead of Father, as he regularly did. Furthermore, I am amazed that Jesus, in his time of utter distress and in the midst of his desolation, used the first-person possessive pronoun, my God, still holding on to his trust in God as his God. Jesus was the sin-bearer, the representative and substitute of the human race. He felt the abandonment of his Father as our own sin was placed upon him. If you ever wonder if God has forsaken you due to wrong choices and sin, remember that Jesus was abandoned in your place so that you may never be. God will never cast you out. He will never leave you nor forsake you.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!